Hi, welcome to AnimeCons TV. I'm Patrick, and I'm here this week to talk to you about LumaCon, which took place January 28th in Petaluma, California. I reported on LumaCon last year. This is my second visit to LumaCon, and, you know, it's a small convention, but it's one of my favorites, and there's a good reason for that. It's organized by the local libraries, the city library of Petaluma and the school libraries. And so they all get together and put on their own convention for the kids. And it really emphasizes artwork and creativity and crafts and being creative. And it's such a fun event. And so there's a lot of kids there that are they're in grade school, middle school, high school, and they get to come and meet some area artists and creators and get to talk to them one-on-one. They've got a big room that's an artist alley, and they intersperse professional artists with student artists. And so you get to see some local students show off their stuff, and then some professionals and the students get to talk to the pros, and so it's a nice way for them to see what they could become one day. They could be inspired by some of these professionals, and it kind of puts them on the same level as these pros, so it's great. But the convention also has they have a craft area up on stage where people are doing some craft stuff, being creative. They have a fan room with walls where people can write their names on whatever fandom they're into, and they had a costume contest in there for up to high school students. And so there's some great costumes at the convention. I saw somebody dressed as Eleven from Stranger Things. There was a lot of Spider-Man costumes, and there's Guardians of the Galaxy, and lots of Star Wars, man. The Rebel Legion and 501st were also there recruiting, so if you want to join the Rebellion or you want to join the 501st, they would tell you what you had to do, and they were there talking to kids, as stormtroopers, as rebel pilots, and so the kids seemed to love that. There were some vendors selling comics and other fan goodies, and let's see, they had a magic room where you could, not magician magic, it was Magic the Gathering, and they were playing magic in that room. There was also a family fun activity room sort of thing that had kids playing with tables full of Lego. And so it's a very small event held at the community center, and a few hundred people, but it's such a good event. If you're in the northern San Francisco Bay Area, you might want to check it out, especially if you've got some kids who are in grade school, middle school, junior high, high school. Bring them up. If you're in one of those grades yourself, get your parents to bring you. It's a good little convention. It's completely free too. And so, you know, come check it out and see what's going on. They've been doing it, let's see, I think this is the third year, maybe the fourth, I think it's the third year. And yeah, they're already talking about doing it again next year. So I don't know the dates for it yet, but keep an eye on fancons.com, and the date for that and bunch of other conventions will be up there. And you know, I'd love to see, I said this last year, I would love to see other libraries do this sort of event. I know there's a lot of libraries out there that will hold an event in their library, but it's just that library. Work with the school libraries, get all the town libraries together, work together to get kids to read, to get kids to be creative. And I think if you pool your resources, you can have a much better event, and it's just something to consider. Now, LumaCon, you know, when I do these convention reports, I don't always praise everything. I like to point out things that aren't quite perfect and that could be improved for next year, and I don't sugarcoat everything. So with LumaCon, The one thing I noticed this year was that there were more crowds. Kind of a good problem to have, especially for conventions that are charging for attendance. But this one, it's free, and at some points it was difficult to move around because there's so many people at this event. Actually, I ran into one person who recognized me from last year's con report and said, "Oh, I heard about this convention through your report. Thank you for telling me." So that was good to hear. But yeah, LumaCon was definitely more crowded this year, and they're using all the space at this community center already, so I'm not sure what else could be done, because they can't really spread people out space-wise anymore. So maybe if they extended the hours of the convention, they could spread people out time-wise. I don't know. But it got kind of crowded. And towards the end, it did kind of peter out, and people left and went home. But all in all, LumaCon, great convention. And it's small, and I don't expect people to travel long distances to get here, but I would love to hear stories of people who work with their local libraries and get multiple libraries and school libraries, get everybody together to organize the one community event, especially if your town, if your city does not have something like that already. There's no need to go and start a new big convention because, you know, as I talked about in my report for the largest conventions of 2016, we're seeing attendance kind of plateau. Some attendance went down, some didn't go up quite as much. It's not the time to start a convention. In my report I did over a year ago on starting a new convention, the first thing I say is, don't start a convention. And so really, don't start a convention, but if you do, maybe consider something on the small scale, some library event like this, and it doesn't have to be in the library, find the community center, you know, and they got sponsors from companies, so maybe you can get a hotel to sponsor if they get a free weekend, I don't know, but it was a great event for the kids, totally free. I'd love to see more of that. If you have any comments on this, if you were at LumaCon, probably not, unless you're that one guy. It's nice to meet you, by the way. If you were there, if you've been to similar events, we want to hear about it. Write to us. Our email is podcast@animecons.tv, or you can call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. And just leave us a short message, and we'll play it on our next feedback episode, which is March 6th, I believe. So leave it before then, and we'll get back to you. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe. There's probably a subscribe button somewhere around here. Maybe it's over there. It might be down here. But thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.